Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Gimel Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom, by the words Mantana. So says the Gemara, Mantana Lohadu Tana Rabbanan. Who is the Tana of the following Braisa? The Braisa says that Ba'ish Eba Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. You have a house that's very small, not even 4x4 amos, so it's potter min amezuzah, min amayko, veino min tamah b'negoim, veino necha v'bati arichayimah, even after a year passes, it doesn't become finalized, doesn't have this whole din that you can force him to sell it back, doesn't have dinei b'ati arichayimah, vein chayizun alav ma'archi amuchamah, you don't come back for more for it, vein ma'arvin boy, can't make eruv chatzeris, it's not chayiv in eruv chatzeris, vein mishtatvin boy, it's not chayiv to join into the shetufim mevuos, vein manichim boy eruv, you don't put into such a house the eruv chatzeris, vein oisin oisay iber ben shtei yareis, vein ha'achim v'ashut vin cholkim boy, there's no din chiluka, it has all these different din in my house that's less than 4x4 amos. So it says the Gemara, lema Rebbe, the Tana seems to be Rebbe, who also says by Sukkot that there's a din 4x4 amos, v'loi rabbanan, it's not like Beishami and Beisela who say Reishiv Rubai or Reishiv Rubai v'shulchanai. It seems like it fits in line with Rebbe Shita by Sukkah, that who holds also by Sukkah that there's a din 4x4. Says the Gemara, no, afilu teimer rabbanan, it could even be the rabbanan who hold that the shir by Sukkah is less than 4x4. It's even, let's say, zayin al zayin, because ad kanli ka'ami rabbanan hasam el inyan Sukkah. It's dafka by Sukkah that it could even be much smaller than 4x4. The diras arahi, because it's supposed to be temporary. Avol gabe bayis the diras kevahu, but by all these dinim where we need it to be a living place, we need it to be a house, so it needs to be a diras keva. So then afilu rabbanan maydu diyes be arba amis al arba amis dari beyanji. So even the Rabbanan Armaida, that's only if it's 4x4, so then it's considered a house, then people live there, and that's when it's going to have all these different dinim, El Bichayiv and Mezuzah and Erev and all these different things. But if it's less than 4x4, so then it's potter from all these different halachis. Says the Gemara Mamar, we mentioned in the Braisa that it's potter min amezuzah, min amayko, ve'imitam min agoyim, ve'inu nechla b'pater yuchayimu, ve'inchayizun alav mi'archem mochamu. So my time, what's the reason? I mean, why just because it's less than 4x4 that is a potter from all these different things? Says the Gemara, the bias ksiv bu bekulu. Because by all these halachas in the Torah, it says the lashon of bias, that these things are applied to a person who has a bias. So being that it's less than a house that's less than 4x4, is not considered a bias, and mamelo it's going to be potter from mezuzah, maika, not going to have all these different dinim. Ve'ema arvin by ve'mishtatvin by ve'manichim by eruv. We mentioned that it's not chayiv an eruv chatzeros shetufim avuos. You can't put an eruv chatzeros inside of it. My time, oh why? This is not nothing to do with bias. It's not a pasuk. It's the rabbanon. So why is it potter from all these things? Says the gemara deloy chazi ledira, because nothing to do with the word bias per se. But slamaisa, it needs to be a place that's a living place to have these different dinim. These different dinim were made for places of living, and being that this house is less than 4x4 amos, it's not fit for a person to live there, so therefore it's not going to be chayv and all these different things. We mentioned that a ruvi chatzeres manichim boy, avol shituf manichim boy. It's mashma that you could put a shituf in mevuos there. So my time, what's the difference? Why? What's the reason for this difference? It says the Gemara, doloi gara michatzu shabamavoi. The reason why it's better when it comes to shituf in mevuos that you can put it there is because it's no different than a chatzer. A ruvi chatzeres, it needs to go into a house. So this is not considered a house. It's not a place of living. So therefore, you can't put it there. But shituf in mevuos doesn't need to go into a place of living. It just goes into a chatzer. And therefore, since it could go into a chatzer, this house is no worse than the chatzer, and therefore it could go into this house. Now, what's the makar for that? The shetufi mevuos could go into the chatzer. The nan eruvi chatzeris bechatzer shetufi mavui b'mavui. It says in the braiso that eruvi chatzeris it goes into the chatzer, and shetufi mevuos it goes into the mavui. Now, vavina, but we asked, is that really true? Eruvi chatzeris bechatzer, you go put an eruv chatzeris inside of a chatzer. It doesn't need to go into a place of living. All these different places which are not considered places of living. It's not considered an Erev. It has to go into a place of living. Similarly, one who lives in one of these places, he doesn't answer the rest of the Chatzar. He's not chayiv to join in on the Erev because he doesn't have a Malkum Dira inside of the Chatzar. These places are not Malkum Dira, and therefore you can't put an Erev there. So you see, an Erev Chatzar needs to dafka go into a Malkum Dira. So, is b'bayi shebechatzer, b'shatufi mevuah is b'chatzer shebemavoy. What the Braisa meant to say is that eruv chatzerus gets placed inside of a house that's inside the chatzer, and shatufi mevuah gets placed inside of a chatzer that's inside the mavoy. So you see that eruv that shatufi mevuah is it could go into the chatzer, b'hayalu garmi chatzer shebemavoy. Now this house that's less than 4x4 amos is not any worse off than the chatzer itself. So just like you don't need it to be a makom dira. So just like you could put it into the chatzer, you could also put it into this house that's less than 4x4. We said it can't be used to combine two cities with regards to tchumen. It has less chashivas even than borgenin, than these little huts for shemir peres and bird trappers. Nighttime, why is it less chashiv than borgenin? Because borgenin are less chashiv. Says the Gemara, because borgenin chazul milsayu. Borgenin might be objectively more less chashiv than a bais, even a bais that's less than 4x4 amos. But at least a borgenin is fit for what it's oimid to be used for. However, a house that's less than 4x4 amos is not fit to be a house, so it's not fit for the thing it's oimid for. And therefore, it's even less chashiv with regards to combining two cities by tchumen. We said that there's no din chiluka by brothers and by partners when it comes to a house that's less than 4x4 amos. Taima de less be 4 amos. It's mashma from the Braisa. That's only because it's less than 4 amos, so that's why there's no din chiluka. But it's mashma ha isbe 4 amos chokin. It's mashma if it would be 4 amos, so then there would be a din chiluka. But frak the Gemara of Atanan is we learned in the Mishnah that even something which is 4 amos does not have a din chiluka. The Mishnah says that ein chokin es a chatzer. It has to be a minimum of 8 ames. It has to be that after the chilukah, there'll be 4 ames for each person. So it says the Gemara Ein Achanami, we're not talking about splitting the house. It doesn't have a din chiluka inside of the chatzar, which is referring to a different halach entirely. The Amr Rav Huna said that let's say you have four houses opening up to a chatzar. Three of them are small houses and one of them is a large house. One brother decides, or one partner decides, he's gonna take the three small houses and the other brother's gonna take the big house. So now how do you divide that chatzar afterwards? So that's how they're dividing the houses. How does the chatzar get divided? So Rav Huna says that chatzar lefi pischeha mischalakas. It gets divided based on the doors. So the one who got the three smaller houses, so he has 75% of the doors, he has three out of the four doors, he gets 75% of the chatzar. The one who got the large house, he only has one out of the four doors, 25%, he gets the other 25% of the chatzar. Rav Chista says that noisin l'kol pesach u'pesach arba amos. No, it's a different system. Each door, each person for each door that he has, he gets 4 amos of the chatzar. V'ashar cholkan aisa b'shavin, and the rest of the chatzar gets divided 50-50. But either way, according to both shitas, the beginning of the chiluka process at least works based on the amount of doors you have inside that chatzar. So the Braisa is coming to tell us that a house that's less than 4x4 amos doesn't have a din chiluka in the chatzar, meaning that this system of dividing up the chatzar, the hani mili bias, it only applies to a person who has a door of a house. Because it's oimei l'skayim, it's gonna stay there, you're gonna keep the house. And therefore, yavina lechatzar, so we give him makim in the chatzar, connect the door of the house that he has. However, but this house that's less than 4x4 amos, where the door to this house that's less than 4x4, dilamistar koi, it's just gonna get destroyed, no one's gonna keep it, it's not good for anything, like we said before. So therefore, yavina lechatzar, we don't give him place in the chatzar corresponding to the door of such a house. That's what the Braisa meant to say. When it said that a house that's less than 4x4 that doesn't have a din chiluka, it's not talking about splitting up the house, it's talking about splitting up the chatzah that the house opens into.